coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Let's go for this one. Genesis in chapter number 1. From verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. Now, I told you, he obviously didn't create an earth without form and void. No, that's not what he did. Verse 1 tells us he created the heaven and the earth. And verse 2 actually begins something different. They're not connected. The difference between the two will be difficult to measure in terms of time. What I mean is, how long was that difference? Only God knows. But there's more than enough scriptures for us to know that he didn't make it formless and empty. Now, the words used there, when it says, and the earth was without form, he says, tohu, meaning waste, vain. So he says, without form. It means waste. It became a waste. How could God create the world a waste? So the English version says without form. But the word means waste. Like useless, vain. That doesn't sound like that's what God did. Okay, are we just assuming? Does the Bible actually say so? Emphatically, yes. All right, Isaiah chapter 45, and I want you to go to verse number 18. Let's read. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He had established it. He created it not in vain. For he formed it to be inhabited. Now, when it says he created it not in vain, it's the same word. To who? He created it not to who? Not a waste, not formless, as you have in verse 2, Genesis chapter 1. He says he created it to be inhabited, not empty. You see that? Now let's take another scripture. So what happened? We'll see what happened. It was a judgment. Jeremiah chapter 4. From verse 23. I want you to notice. Remember, there was a flood in the days of Noah. Do you remember? And the whole world was destroyed with water. Now, how many human beings were saved? Again? Eight. So at least there were some people. Eight people. Let's read this now. I beheld the earth. Now the prophet's talking. So obviously he had a vision of the dateless past. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void. The earth was without form and void. When in history does the Bible record that it was without form and void? Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. And the heavens, and they had no light. Remember, he says the darkness covered the earth. Let's go. The next verse. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. What was it telling you? If the mountains trembled. Now, when you study the prophets, you'll find that when God brought forth judgment against the earth, these were the responses. Okay? The presence of God caused the mountains to move. Next verse. He says, I beheld, and lo, there was no man. So definitely this was not the days of Noah, because it says there was no man. And all the birds of the heavens were fled. Now, he didn't say there were no birds. First, it says there was no man. And all the birds of the heavens were fled. He means they disappeared. Couldn't find them. So that does say there might have been birds. This looks to me, if it's describing Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, this must be a pre-Adamite world. You see it? Now, I told you there were some things that were called into being, and there were some things that were made. Okay, let's go. Next verse. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities. Now, don't be deceived by the word cities. The word that's translated cities from the Hebrew doesn't really mean cities the way you think. It just means a place protected, guided, where anybody or anything could use as a shelter. So here, it's rendered cities. So don't start thinking of skyscrapers and tall buildings and so on. So he says, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of the Lord and by his fierce anger. So it tells us it was a result of judgment. So verse 2, Genesis chapter 1, was a result of judgment. It was not the continuation of verse 1. You get it? All right. So that should be very clear. Now, some of the things that we were looking at yesterday, we'll go back to that Genesis chapter 1. We'll read from verse 1 again and see how these things how they work. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void and darkness. Now, let's look at the elements available here. The earth, there was what? Earth. The earth was without form and void, so there was earth. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. There was darkness. That's number two. Number one, earth. Number two, darkness. And it says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, the Spirit of God was not part of the creation, okay? The Spirit of God was God's presence, okay? That's from God. So you put that on one side, the Spirit of God being present, all right? Then it says, and the Spirit of God moved, hovered, fluttered, means to brood. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So what you have there? Water. So you've got earth, you've got darkness, you've got water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Now, this is remarkable because I'm going to show you this. Second Corinthians chapter 4. Let's read verse 6. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Read it for me. 1, 2, go. Oh, hallelujah. So many beautiful things there. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. So, that means when God said, let there be light, he was talking to the darkness. Because he commanded the light to come from the darkness. You get it? So, light came out of the darkness. That's what the Bible says. But this is wonderful, okay? Now, let's keep reading. Go back to Genesis. Verse 4. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament. Now that goes on. I want to go to the next part, which is verse 9. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.